What up, what up, what up? It's your man Radical Jack back at it again. You already know what it is, man. Your host with the most, Nemo Hoes, aka Ringo Mandingo, Radical Jack, man. You already know what it is, bro. Talk shit or die trying. So, today's impromptu. You know what I'm saying? I don't really have much to talk about. We just gonna talk about life, man. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody probably looking like, God damn, bro, you inconsistent as shit. I am. And the reason is because, trying to get life together, baby. Trying to get stuff going, man. It ain't the easiest thing to do a podcast every week while you're still growing, thriving, continuing. Growing, thriving, continuing. Had to edit that. Had to fix it, not edit it. But, know what I'm saying? Look, y'all, today I really ain't got really much to talk about. You know what I'm saying? A few topics here and there. I've been really messed up since the whole Kobe thing. I didn't want to capitalize on it, so I never did a Kobe episode. But Kobe Bryant died on my birthday, January 26th. So that was a really rough day for me, man. Really, really, really bad birthday. I had a ball the night before, so I still celebrated my birthday weekend. It was pretty cool, but the day of my birthday, I was supposed to go, dinner and all that. I didn't do nothing. I came home and I just hung out with my daughter and went to sleep. Sleep. But yeah, man. R.I.P. to the GOAT, man. And I know what you guys are thinking. He's still not the GOAT. Death doesn't. I'm like, look. Kobe to me is the greatest basketball player ever. All right. NBA accolades wise, no, not at all. But when it comes to a man picking up a basketball and doing what they got to do with it, I don't think anybody's better, period. But yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff going on in this world, man. We got the coronavirus going around. This is the new epidemic for this year, scaring people to death, that fear mongering, it goes hard. It's crazy, man. I just seen that the virus is now, I guess somebody in San Antonio got it because of flights back and forth to LA. And I'm just like, dude, like, for one, if people don't know, the simplest way to fight the coronavirus, they say, is just washing your hands. So I'm starting to think that the coronavirus might just be the dirty virus. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, if somebody coughs around you, you can get it. So of course on an airplane, that's like a terrible place to be. Better start driving, y'all. Better start driving, 'cause this is rough. All right. It's nasty. This ain't scary like the what's that thing that we had? Ebola. Ebola. Ebola was funny. I wasn't too afraid of Ebola. It's kind of like whatever, you know what I'm saying? But they had the world going crazy with Ebola last year. Well, it was kind of like Ebola and measles. Like measles had made a comeback, and it was just like, wait a second, like thought we got rid of that one. People were tripping off of that because they were just like, wait a second, like, how did that happen? But honestly, guys, it looks like this is just gonna be another virus, that we'll forget about in at the end of the year, everybody will forget about it. Kind of like we forgot about swine flu and all that kind of stuff, man. It's just, do I believe that this stuff is real? Yes, of course. I'm not an idiot, but I also believe that it's put out here to fuck people's heads up, man. Like, I really feel like they just be putting these diseases out here because they need something to scare people with. And it's just like, chill. I mean, let's not forget about the swine flu. Everybody was scared of the swine flu epidemic. Go get your swine flu shot because it's a different shot than the flu. And it's just like, nah. I'm good on that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can keep your swine flus and all that stuff. I'm not. I just don't understand You know, and nobody will ever get me to do this. I don't understand why you would take a disease and put it in your body to make your body fight off a disease that you never had. That is the most ignorant shit, and there's nothing you can say. There's no scientific method. There's no term that you can teach me. If I've never had the flu in my whole life, why the hell are you going to tell me to go get a flu shot that puts the flu in my body so my body can fight off the flu? Bitch, I ain't never had it. My body obviously knows how to fight off the flu, so I don't need a flu shot. That shit crazy. Don't get it twisted. I'm not one of these anti-vaxxers either. Like, I still believe in vaccinating your kids. I just don't do the flu shot because that shit is dumb. And I, you know, being a new parent, I was like, oh, well, let me get it for my daughter, you know. So I got her the flu shot when she was like 3 months old. And my baby turned into like this walking disease. And it was just terrible. Like, bro. You know, like, hell no. She ain't never got a flu shot since. That shit was terrible. You know, and I still regret that. I wish I had never gave her the flu shot. Because I really feel like that shit did something to her, man. But yeah. Like I was saying. We got the coronavirus out here going crazy. So, people, just wash your hands. Matter of fact, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to look it up right now. Let's see. Ways to prevent the coronavirus. Let's see here. Prevention and treatment. All right, guys. So there's currently no vaccine to prevent the coronavirus disease. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to the virus. Wow. That's... okay. CDC also recommends everyday preventive actions. All right. So avoid close contact with people. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Then throw the tissue in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using a regular household cleaning spray or wipe. And it also says you can wear a face mask. I mean, I know a lot of people probably don't want to do that. A lot of y'all don't be brushing y'all's teeth. Boy, we better get on that. Hold on. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you go to the bathroom, before eating, and after blowing your nose, coughing, and sneezing. All right. If soap and water is not available, use alcohol-based sanitizer. If that's not available, guys, you know you got that rubbing alcohol. Throw that shit on your hands, too. But... All right, that's enough of the corona. I just want to know what's going on. Why are we still not brushing our teeth in 2020? Like, what goes through your head when you wake up and you're like, you know what, I ain't going to brush my teeth today. I don't want to. Right? Or do you ever have conversations with people? Have you ever smelled funky breath? Why do you want to be that person? It's rude. Like, don't nobody want to be talking to somebody and they got to smell cat piss all goddamn the whole conversation, you know what I'm saying? Or got a whole day breath every 20 seconds while you speak just to keep themselves from dying. That ain't cool. It's rude, man. Do better, man. Y'all, we grown out here, man. Do better. There's no reason to be having people near death because your breath is on 10. That is the absolute rudest shit. All right? Also, the goddamn All-Star game was fire. I'm all over the place today. I told y'all we ain't got no real topics. We just talking. All-Star game was fire. Man, I love the fact that they had the 24 at the end, you know. I love the fact seeing the players actually play. That's the thing. They was playing defense. Like, dudes was crying for fouls. Like, it was dope. I feel like if they do it every year like that, it'll probably end up getting watered down to a T. But, you know, it was nice to see it in its incarnation. You know, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. It's 2020. It's an election year. So you guys get ready to vote. I'm personally putting my hand in there to say Trumpy Bear is going to win again, just because the last three presidents have all did the 8-year stint. So that's where my bets are going. You know, if Vegas had a poll, I'd go for Trump. Not that I like him or whatever. I personally don't give a damn about any of that shit. I feel like politics is for the birds. I mean, if you really care about politics, then do it at the state level first. Stop worrying about the U.S. polls and actually make a change and go see it, you know, go to your cities and your state officials and actually, like, make rules, you know what I'm saying? Because federal shit is cool and all, but the state is what really affects you. But, I mean, hey, like I said, I'm not big on politics like that, especially after my job. So, I guess that's the biggest topic I got going today. I got fired. But the funny thing is, I got fired 2 days before I was supposed to quit. So, I'm uneasy about it because they got me
before I could get there.
But since they fired me, you know, of course, kicking them, file for unemployment, all that good stuff. So, I mean, that's cool. But the thing is, my boss really hold me, man. Like, hold me. So, basically, I got fired because they said I wasn't in my seat for 45 minutes, bro. Now, I don't know about y'all, but anybody knows that if you have a desk job and you're away from your desk for 45 minutes, like, that's not some little stuff that could just be unavoided. You know, like, that's not something that just swept under the rug. You gone for 45 minutes, nobody takes a shit that long. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole lunch. So, of course, I asked for the proof because in our systems, you know, if you're not at your desk, it'll show, you know, you're unavailable or whatever. And they didn't have no proof. But, of course, I'm in Texas and it's the at-will state. So, technically, they didn't have to have proof. They could have just fired me just because I was breathing. But, you know, they came up with some bullshit-ass excuse and here we are. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy part is I'm happy, man. That job was stressing me the hell out. Don't get me wrong, making $19.80 an hour is fire. But, bruh, I was stressed. Like, stress. It was terrible. So, you know what I'm saying? The kid is good now, chilling. You know what I'm saying? Got some bigger endeavors on the way. You know what I'm saying? About to start doing some other things. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. No. But now I'm about to really start trying to do some other things, man. So we gonna see what's up. But yeah, I mean, I guess that was really it, you know. My living situation crazy, you know. I moved back in with the mother of my child. You know, I really appreciate her for it. You know, she helped me out. The kid was I was going through some things, y'all, so you know what I'm saying. I can't say I was homeless, just my living situation changed. So you know what I'm saying? My baby mama. the mother of my child definitely helped me out. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody trying to be outside on these streets. You know? And then dudes got fired. So I was like, wait a minute. Threw off my whole game plan. I was literally about to get an apartment next week. Literally. I'm glad I didn't. Because. Whew. That's already added stress to try to come up with money for child support, car note, and all the other bills you got going on, and you don't have a real source of income for the moment. Like, it puts you in a stressful place. I mean, I already got interviews and stuff lined up, but it's still, like, when you first get fired, you like, woo, like, you don't know what to do. You get freaked out. But I also feel like this is a push to go into a different direction, you know. I've been complaining about not having a lot of time because I work 3 to midnight, so I really didn't have time to really do nothing, man. I mean, yeah, I get it. You can do stuff during the day, but, you know, I'd be tired because then I have to work 3 to midnight, so it was rough. And I didn't get to see my daughter like I wanted to, man. That schedule was ass juice, boy, I tell you. So now I get to see my baby every day. I mean, it's pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know. I'm just in a real positive place right now. It's really weird. I don't know what God's doing. I don't know if y'all believe in God. I know some people don't. I don't force God on people. That's just personally who I believe in. And I have this feeling of peace. I feel okay. Like, everything is just working itself out. It's crazy. So the boy is happy, man. And no, I'm not broke for anybody who's worried or nervous. The kid is definitely great at managing his finances. So, you know, I told y'all I was going to quit. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to quit the way I did. You know, I'd rather have a job lined up before. But like I said, everything happens for a reason. So we're going to see what's up. But yeah, man, I just want to encourage people, man. I don't know. I did this podcast today, honestly, just because I seen the last one I did was like January 9th. Some craziness like that. And I was just like, man, let me just talk to the people, man. Because on Facebook, you ain't never going to catch me saying no real personal stuff on there. I joke around. I talk about people's dirty habits. You know, I might talk about like some major new stuff. But, you know, I want everybody to just stay up, man. Stay positive, you know, stay motivated, you know. Just don't let life get you down. Enjoy the little things, literally. Enjoy the small stuff, because it's the small stuff that really helps us, man. I mean, big stuff is cool, but you gotta really take time out and just appreciate the little things that you got, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got two cars, you know, they both run immaculate. Like, I don't have no problems, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's little things, man. I know it's crazy to think, like, oh, this nigga ain't got no crib, but he got two cars. That's wild. You know what I'm saying? I got two cribs, bro. I can sleep in the car. What's up? But nah. You know, like, I just enjoy the little things, man. I got fired, but I get to see my daughter every day. To me, that's worth it. Seeing my baby every day is way more important than being at a job. You know? You know, to all the messages I've been getting from my coworkers is pretty cool, too. Everybody all sad. You know, I'm pretty sure that fades away within 2 days, of course. You know, the way this generation works. But, you know, it's still pretty nice to feel love. You know what I mean? Side note. I think one of the hardest parts about being an adult is watching life go on. Watching people grow, watching people change. You know, if you look back to when you were in high school and look to the people that have grown up and what they do with their lives now. I mean, we got successful friends, we got okay friends, and we got, like, friends that are just doing terrible. You know what I'm saying? Or they're not doing terrible, but you know that they can be doing way better with the cards that they got. And, you know, the other day, I was on Facebook and I was scrolling and I seen this dude that me and my cousin and my best friend used to hang out with. Like, he a whole child molester out here, bro. He was raping this little girl from the age of 7 to 14. That's 7 years of trauma that she can't get back, you know? I didn't care to look too far into the story. I personally don't like pedo shit. I don't like pedophilia. I don't like child molestation. I think that shit is disgusting. I think that there's a special place in hell for you weirdos that like to prey on little kids. I mean, like, bro, that shit is just utterly disgusting. But yeah, he was giving her weed and alcohol since the age of 7, and, you know, basically forcing himself upon this child. And it's like, to go on there and see people defending this person after the investigation has already came out. Like, if y'all don't know, when headlines come out, such and such arrested for murder, blah blah blah, before they release that to the public, they've already done a pre-trial investigation. Now, don't get me wrong, it still gotta go up and, you know, more evidence gets presented, but for the most part, I know people that, you know, get off with murder. I know people that have been accused of rape and they ain't do it. But for the most part, when it comes to child molestation, child abuse, those kind of cases, we already know, like, them kids ain't lying, bro. They ain't got no reason to lie. So, you know, to see people, oh, not him, never that, blah, blah, blah. Nah, hell no. Like, yo, that's the reason that we got little kids out here. And some of y'all, you know, some of y'all people that were touched and molested when you were kids, there's a reason why people don't like to come out and say nothing. It's so easy for people to be like, oh, nah, the kid lying. They lying. That ain't happened. nah, they wouldn't do that, you know. And it's sad, man. Like, people put the love and admiration they have for an individual over the innocence of a child, and I hate that, bro. If my daughter ever came up to me and told me my best friend did anything to her, it's automatic. I don't give a fuck how long we've been boys. I don't care how long we've been cool. I'm always going to believe my kid over anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just off rip. If it ain't true, then shit, nigga, I guess we're going to have to find out through bunch of DNA tests and all that shit if I ain't kill you already. Because, I mean, my first thought is murder, period. I sit in jail happily for killing somebody that did something to my kid, straight up. I have no issues with that. At all. Temporary insanity, bro. What's up? But, yeah, man. Listen to your kids. Hug your kids. Love your kids. Show them that they matter. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to make this podcast crazy long. We had 20 minutes. I think that's pretty good for some impromptu stuff, man. But you already know what it is, man. Social media plugs as follows. IG Radical_Jax_views on Facebook, Radical Jack Movies. Twitter _Radical Jack. Not Lorenz Tate. Of course, you can listen to me on Anchor, Xavier-Jackson. And all the music that you guys hear from none other than my man Kevin Smith, a.k.a. Young Smitty. You know what I mean? This podcast is all about Jack's Radical Views. And you, my listeners, are welcome. I don't have all the answers. Maybe you do. Let's discuss some, man. Hit me up. Topics, all that good stuff. You know what it is. Yee-yee.